Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The games that this team has played the past few years and all the disappointment it's experienced coming so close to achieving the final goal and not getting it. How do you, as a leader, make sure this team maintains that fire and doesn't burn out?
Yeah, I mean, we've all just been there, dude. Like, we've tasted it. Obviously, the Super Bowl, it's a couple plays away from literally being Super Bowl champions. The year before that, NFC Championship, the year before that, NFC. So, like, we have guys in this locker room that taste it and they want it. And, you know, coming back, you know, it was a heartbreak, man, losing that Super Bowl and the way we did it, the overtime, all that, and how badly we want it for this fan base and this organization, man, like, we want it. And, but coming back from, like, OTAs and then obviously now with camp, with having all the guys back, you know, just the way Fred's acting, George, Juice, like, these guys that have been in the league for a while, man, they're back ready, like, hungry. And I'm going to my year three, so I'm hungry, but I did the same thing. I walked in, I'm like, how are these guys going to, you know, like, seem or feel, and you can feel it, man. They're hungry for it, and we're ready to do it for this organization and the fan base. Man, it's first day of camp. You know, I know he's dealing with some contract stuff, but, you know, for me, you know, I got to go out there and lead the boys in the first day. You know, obviously this is a long process in terms of, like, camp, and we got time and all that. So, but for me, my mindset was go out, do my job today, and try to bring some energy to our offense, and that's where my focus was at.
You've been asked a few times if you're a bit bulkier this season or this offseason coming in. How have you just kind of prepared coming to this season rather than prepared last season coming off injury?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year a lot of it was, you know, rehabbing my arm and trying to get my arm healthy while trying to work out and stuff as well. So I feel like this year I actually had some time to, you know, work on my craft and my body and stuff. But, you know, I feel like it's really just like anybody else too, in terms of off season, right before camp starts, everyone, you know, gets after it and tries to get in, like, the best shape as they can. So that's what I did. And, you know, I think for me moving forward, it's like, how can I maintain that strength and all that throughout the season? And cause it's a grind. I mean, we're going to be practicing, you know, 4 or 3 days in a row. So I got to just, you know, stay on it and feel good. But went down to Jacksonville. My guys got me right. And I'm excited. So. Probably a couple pounds heavier, but you know, I think feeling good and not just trying to put on weight, but good weight, you know, that's right, and still being able to move around and be quick and things like that, like, that's all part of my game. And I didn't want to just bulk up and try to gain as much weight as I can. Like, I was smart about it, so I still got to move and throw well.
Established to the point now where you may take training camp a little differently, and that maybe the first couple years you were, I got to be efficient, I got to do the real efficient thing, whereas now that you're the guy, now it's maybe I'm going to try this and see if it works.
I think there's a balance to that. because that is how we have success here as, you know, as 49er quarterbacks. It's being efficient, making the right decisions over and over and over again. You know, trying to be a superhero and make all these different kind of throws and stuff. Like, that's not how we're coached. That's not how we win games here. So we're going to practice how we play and how we try to win. And so, I mean, last year, you know, there's some throws and stuff that you try out in camp and it may go well, may not. Same thing this year. But I think overall, more than anything, it's how can I be the most efficient quarterback at practice so that when we get into the game situations, nothing changes. You know, my mindset's not different. I want to play just how I practice. So that's our mindset.
You were gaining velocity on your passes coming out of Iowa State into your rookie season. Has that continued? Were you able to make any gains in that regard this offseason?
I think so. Just like little mechanical things down in Jacksonville that we worked on and honed in on, just in terms of being an efficient thrower. You know, there's a guy that comes in and does like the 3D motion capture stuff, and we look at my mechanics and try to apply it to my on-field training and get more power out of my hips and all the stuff that goes into it. But I was down there for a good month, and so we were actually able to chip away at some things where last year I was there for a couple weeks. It was more about my elbow rehab, and then I'd come back here early. So I got some good time away to work on it, and I do feel like I got better just with my arm mobility and strength. But like I said earlier, that's something that I have to maintain as we go. So,
mostly lower body when you're adding velocity, miles per hour. Is it?
I think both. Yeah, both. Just like the physical training part of it, and then tying it back into, you know, your hips and your shoulder being tied together, the sequencing of throwing. I think all of those things together have allowed me to, you know, get a little bit more velo on the throws and stuff. So,
is there a play from the Super Bowl that still gnaws at you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple plays I'd say, that, you know, think back on and wish, dang it, you know, so, yeah.
Could you tell us one of them?
I think that third down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Down the that got tipped, we ran double slants. That's one of them that comes up towards the end of the game. You know, there's that one. I think earlier on there was like a second down play that I could have hit Ayuk on a window pretty quick, and it just happened and it closed quickly. So those are the kinds of plays that, you know, run through my mind when I think about the Super Bowl and like how can I take my game to the next level, is those kind of plays, capitalizing on those plays. So yeah.
To the uninitiated, it looks like the one that got tipped that you referred to first is like, wow, you know, what was I going to do? But when you obviously hindsight's 20/20, but if you could do it over, what should you have done?
In that play?
Yeah.
Ayuk in the slot. I think if I was quick enough with my feet and got the ball out, you know, that play, we're thinking read it inside out, and I'm thinking JJ, third down, like JJ's had a great game. And then Ayuk actually popped with a guy blitzing free. So it's in those moments right before it happens, how can I see it clearly, still stick to my fundamentals of reading that play inside out, not just getting to the outside read. And so it's those plays and those moments, that's situational football. That's where I can grow. And so that's what I mean by, like, there's certain plays like that where I'm like, dang.
That is motivation versus driving yourself insane by, you know, thinking about it too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sport, and that's the world that we live in. Just in terms of playing a professional sport, we're not going to be perfect. You're not going to make every single play. You get to the highest stage playing the Super Bowl, and there's a crucial play like that. you know, you're hard on yourself. We're professional. Like, we want to compete and be the best, and we want to be perfect. But that's just the nature of it, man. You're gonna come up short sometimes. But I think the best separate themselves by, you know, going and experiencing those things, and then being able to learn from them and make change. Not do those same mistakes over, but actually make change and be ready for the moment that comes again.
Brock, how excited are you to have the vertical threats this year? Cowing, Gray, maybe even Willis.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, just being able to have some boys that can, you know, go downfield and give them a shot. And you know, I think for them, you know, it's coming to practice every day, being consistent, building that trust that we have to, you know, those young guys especially. So that's what, you know, I think this like these first couple weeks of practice at camp are like, all right, let's give those young guys an opportunity with some looks and going deep and see what they can do with it. But on air, man, they can fly and they can do it. And so we just got to connect on 11-on-11 and continue to build that trust. So I'm excited for them.
The benefits yet of having a true off season? This is your first true off season where you've been able to participate the whole time going into a season.
Yeah, I mean, exactly that. I got OTAs, I got those reps, just able to build the relationship with the new guys that came in, and then go away for the summer and continue to get better at my craft and build off of the reps that I had in OTAs and actually able to watch all the games from last year with Shanahan and Greasy and now being at camp, like, feels good. Like, I feel, you know, ready to roll and excited, just based off of the growth that I've had this off season. So I'm nowhere near perfect, but I know I can continue to grow and be better, and I need to be better for this team. So that's how I look at it, but definitely excited, you know, not coming off a UCL again. So
did this day one feel smoother?
I'd say so, but I mean, there's still some rust. We can all feel it, you know, timing and routes, leading receivers, play calls, getting in and out of the huddle. But for a day one, I didn't think it was too bad.
A lot of new tight ends in the room. Your first throw today went to Saubert. Did you feel that you built some rapport already with him in OTAs? And how is it going with the tight end room in particular?
Yeah. You know, I think the way he came in for OTAs, and we started throwing pretty early with him and you know, learning how he moves and how he sees things and then coming in and being ready to roll for camp, like, he made a great play today. So that's something that we're going to continue to have to build off of and get after together. But I'm really excited for him and Braden Willis and his opportunity and obviously George. So it's a great room. I know George is doing a great job with leading all those boys and some young guys and new faces coming in. But, you know, having, you know, Logan Thomas come in as well and his just veteran presence, like, it's going to be a solid room. So obviously we got camp for all those boys to showcase and see what they can do and who's going to step up. But I'm excited to work with them all and throw them the ball.
I imagine the highlight of your offseason was your wedding. What stands out to you about that day? Everyone says it's a blur. What do you remember about your wedding day?
Man, it went so fast. But, I mean, we had just all the best people, like the closest people in our life, you know, be there for us in one day. And so it was a pretty special moment to be able to go through that whole season last year of football and Super Bowl and the craziness and coming back from surgery to then marrying my best friend. Like, it was crazy. That was the best day of the year for me. And looking back on it, man, like, we're just so thankful for everyone in our life. But to come together as one with my wife and my best friend was nothing better.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.